Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act mandates that groundwater be managed locally and requires the formation of local groundwater sustainability agencies. The purpose of these GSAs will be the development of management plans for local groundwater supplies. Norm Groot is the executive director of the Monterey County Farm Bureau, where they have already gotten a jump on the development of their GSA. Groot noted the wide variety of stakeholders that is being included in their agency.
One of the things we did in the beginning is we came together as a collaborative working group with a facilitator to start this process. The working group itself has 22 different stakeholders, ranging from the GSA eligible agencies to other public entities to private interests, including agriculture.
When it comes to water, it can be difficult for a multitude of interests to agree on policy. But so far, Groot noted a tremendous amount of cooperation almost immediately. He also indicated that they plan to have a proposal of the Groundwater Sustainability Agency formation ready to present their Board of Supervisors by the middle of December. Groot talked about how much time they already have invested in the creation of this new agency.
We started that process 9 months ago and started off with monthly and bi-monthly meetings to move that forward, as well as gathering public input from workshops that we held 4 times now throughout the process.
More from Norm Groot after this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
Inviting a variety of stakeholders to be involved in the decision process can make it challenging to come to an agreement, but having a diverse collection of viewpoints can also provide a more well-rounded approach and help eliminate potential issues later on.
Well, that's what we hope, and we've done a pretty good job of documenting our process along the way, too, and we understand that if our process is fully vetted as far as outreach to all the various different stakeholders and the entities involved, then we've done a pretty good job in the view of the State Water Resources Control Board and the Department of Water Resources. So we're trying to make sure that we have all of that in place, and, you know, you always run the risk later on that someone's going to pop up and say they weren't included.
This is California Ag Today.